Live on Facebook, so excited to introduce Dr. Benjamin Kleppner, and we are live now on our YouTube Live. Let's go live. Amazing. Here we are, Dr. Benjamin Kleppner. Give a smile.
Hello, hello.
Muna class. How exciting. You have the opportunity to be on the website, ambreslev.com. We're going to go live on Instagram as well as our podcast, Breslev Israel, and we're doing vibrational healing, part two. This is very exciting. Very happy to have you back in the studio.
Happy to be back.
And I'm just getting the live stream on the Instagram. It's going to be awesome. Last time, we already got some great feedback from the previous class. And we are live on all platforms, as far as I can see. It's live there. Daga, Zelvet, Hashem. Tov. Baruch Hashem, we're here. Say hello on Instagram Live as well.
Hello, hello. The gong. Hello, Instagram Live.
The gong's also here for you guys.
The gong is here, yeah.
Amazing.
The Koshi Vibration chimes are here. Oh. Koshi chimes.
That's it. So let's do our intro. We're beginning class 105. Would you believe it? That's how many classes. It's a very emotional time for me because I'm not 100% sure if I'm continuing doing classes here in the studio for whatever reason. I did ask you guys to partner big time, moonalive.com, but thank God there is other things cooling, and we'll see. Maybe I'll stay, but only if there's a big push from everyone out there who wants me to be here. So until then, we'll update you what's going to be our weekly class. I do think the next month or so I'll be doing classes, but this is an awesome opportunity to have a guest again back in the studio, and maybe just in your merit, we'll be able to pull some great new beginnings for everybody involved.
God willing.
And we are Erev Shavuot. These are opportunities to have a full Refuah Shleima for all of the world. When Kabbalah Satorah comes, so does the healing. When we receive the Torah, so we'll remind a few names. Rav Sholem Ben Yemna, obviously, he's our host. We're in his wonderful studio. We thank him for hosting us. Amazing, amazing that he's still able to put out a class every week with Rav Dayan Elgrod, and we appreciate it, but we still need to keep praying for his full health and for the full refuah of everything going on around here. Avra Bas Chana as well, Refuah Shleima. She, thank God, is having a refuah, and we really appreciate it. We're still dedicating to all Ilya Nishmas, Lahavdil Ben Chaim L'Chaim, to all those who passed in the last few months and all the miracles that happened with the Tilim. We need to thank Hashem publicly, all the missiles that came here and did minimal damage, and comfort to anyone who was injured or was affected by it, and emotionally, mentally. But thank God we were saved. We welcome all our guests that are joining us online, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and as well as our podcast, and Breslov.com, Baruch Hashem. And we also wish everybody lots of health and strength. Tehila Rifka Bas Masha should be healthy. And Gedalia's son, unfortunately, Avdu Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rechma Donel Ben Gedalia. We thank Gedalia Fenster. He gave me a call this week to give me some support. And all the other wonderful people that support the Institute here, they all believe in me personally and want me to keep doing this. So we'll see what Hashem has in mind. Heavily energized summer-filled days. And a Chag Sameach, Shavuot, should be a time for family and connection. Two special days, Erev Shabbat and Shabbat.
It's a two-day yantif for us.
Yeah.
We don't usually have two-day yantifs here.
Double the rest.
This is special.
So keep looking over there as well, because we've got a few different camera angles. We're going to try to get them all. And we want to now quickly run through your feedback. We've got a lot to do today. We're going to go through a new light. We haven't stopped learning the Sefer. We've got some practical lessons connected to Shavuot. And we remind everyone, we have the booklet, True Happiness. We'll give it as a gift to our guest, as well as a magnet for your family, for your fridge, or whatever, a metal door. Stick it up. And remember what it says here, everyone. You want to read it out for everybody?
Rabbi Shalom Arush says, Emuna, Hashem always loves me, and everything will always be good. And it will only get better and better.
Beautiful. You want that for your fridge?
This is beautiful. And better. We have 2 days yantif, and better and better.
Excellent. You're really in the flow. Appreciate that. Now look, this is another gift we're going to give you. We have a spare copy. If you already have it, please pass it on to someone else. There we go. It's a present.
Thank you very much. And I have to give you a present.
Oh, yes.
I have to give you a present now.
From the last visit.
So I'm going to use this during the sound session. Wow. And when the sound session is finished, then Ellie will get this special gift.
Oh wow, this is going to bring some good energy into the home.
To just clear the energy, meditate when things are stressed.
It does happen once in a while.
Just ring this.
Yeah, amazing.
Good energy.
I'm excited. Thank you for that. And I'm sure it's not something easy to get. So thank you very much. Okay, let's go into the feedback. Thank you, Breslov Amuna. Hashem bless you all. Baruch Hashem, just read about this yesterday in the Garden of Riches. Amen. Baruch Hashem, you can get all the books on Breslov.com. Happy Yom Yushalayim we had last week. Good Shabbos, some deep house Kutcher Baruch Hu vibes. Yes, that was in reference to some of our Torah posting. And TH wrote, is the Rav all right? This is based on Sunday's class. Is he ill? They asked. And the answer is, well, you can see for yourself, but I would keep praying for Rav Shalom Ben Yamna. He definitely isn't his full strength. He's very, like, chalash, weak. Okay, so everyone should keep praying for him. So. Yeah. Faz Sentital. Remember, part of this class is about healing, so we'll put some healing vibes into this studio, and all the people involved here will hopefully have refuah too. Love you, Rav, someone wrote. Pop Kulor wrote, thank you to the Rav for all the time he spent sharing Amuna with us. Amazing, it's true. That's what I'm even wearing my thank you Hashem hat for all the wonderful opportunities to share Amuna with the Rav and in this beautiful studio. Thank you Hashem to be in Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh. Came all the way from Tveria.
I spent the night last night in Yerushalayim and I could barely sleep because
energy. It's
just the energy.
I'm not used to it. I moved 6-7 months ago now to a frat. It's so peaceful there, and the energy level here is on fire.
I'm here spending the night, rolling, tossing and turning in my bed, just like ready to run to the base of Mikdash. You know,
that's the right mindset.
I'm ready to go.
Okay,
could barely sleep.
Amazing. Keep that up. PT Phone Home wrote, I love Gedalia. Yes, because Gedalia came back to our classes. What's amazing about Gedalia is he's got these short forms on his own channel, Gedalia Fenster, but also he's doing long form conversations like we're going to have here. And it's really important nowadays that we give both aspects, not just the shorts. Everyone's into shorts, reels, TikTok, all this small stuff. And they're definitely doing very well. But it's very important that we have the long conversations. And that's what I was trying to bring here more and more with guests and make a whole situation. Yeah. And we did have a lot of success with it. And there's no reason why it shouldn't come back. And this will be a little taste of it if you guys request it. Maya Tova Gracias. Hashem Gracias Rab Porsus Ensenances. You know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm sure it's beautiful. Shalom, shalom, Yushalayim, mi amor, and a whole other long question has to do, a beautiful feedback to Yonatan Belayesh. Baruch Hashem for Rav Shalom Morish, Rav Moron cutting hair. I don't know if you saw that video, but
it was beautiful. Really beautiful.
What about single men who don't have the opportunity to marry for one reason or another? Great question is linked to a great soul experience of honoring the deeper spiritual self, as well as other important relationships in your sphere. The rabbi once explained, we are all married to Hashem. That's a deep concept,
that's
united
a very
souls.
Deep concept.
So that's in response to someone about, you know, being single man and all the different marriage concepts, because you still have a connection to the ultimate soul, the united soul, the soul of humanity, the soul of Hashem. That's one of the things that, if you check in the description, I put out a weekly extract, United Souls, and it's all about getting humanity back to the soul level, which is hopefully some of your music is going to do also. It's different ways of getting there through learning. I believe music is a massive tool. That's why I have my Unity bookings and all the musicians and artists and speakers and creatives, because music is a powerful tool of opening up the soul and bridging us back.
Yeah, the soul is feminine, so, and Hashem is masculine. So really, we're very much, you know, the marriage relationship between us and our wives is, there's a parallel to that, wherein we become the wife, right, with our soul, with Hashem, who is the husband. So there's this parallel. The way Hashem is with us has to be the way we are with our wives. Wow, so we really are married to Hashem, individually and collectively, Knesset Yisrael.
MS. So that's partly the answer to that person's statement, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much, Dr. Benjamin. We should call you Rabbi Benjamin. Here we go. Next, one last bit of feedback. We want a big shout out to the special guest, Dr. Benjamin Klempner, YouTube. And it's at Sounds for the Soul 896, or on, if you look, check it on, that's the at. But if you actually write on the search button, you write Sound Therapy Clinic.
Sound Therapy Clinic.
Good.
Sound
well remembered.
Clinic.
There we go.
Sound Therapy Clinic.
from the man himself. So very good. So we're going to go there and you're going to check out all his amazing posts, as well as on Instagram under Binyamin Klempner. We'll connect it up here on Instagram, as well as on Facebook and YouTube, all the different places. We put this on TikTok. We'll go everywhere. Cool. Wherever we can put it, SoundCloud even. Even got SoundCloud.
Yeah, great.
Just for the old days. But anyway, that's it. We got a long list of questions that we won't get to today. That's really for Rav Oresh's purposes. I do apologize that they're going very slowly through the list of questions, but it's not their fault. As I said, we need to keep praying for the Rav. The classes are much shorter. And yeah, we'll just keep posting them here. I put them up there for the rabbi. I take a picture every week, the screen, that I've done my shtadlis for you guys to make sure the questions get there. And it's not up to me to read them, but, you know, hopefully that will happen. So next, we have page 305. We're going to go into the class. But before we do, before I jump into the new light, I want a short introduction from Dr. Benjamin Klempner himself about who he is, what he's doing here today, and what he hopes to achieve. We'll do the class, and hopefully a little bit of sound effects going on, and then we'll do a full session. So we're gonna, that's the game plan. So first, I'll give you a few minutes just to say how you ended up here, look in the general realm for the cameras, and thank you.
Well, how did I end up here? Ellie had me about a year ago, and I really enjoyed coming. And since then, a lot has happened. I started a YouTube channel because I want to reach people. I want to reach people and bring healing both to the individual and bring healing to the collective. And Rav Nachman of Breslov, he said that, and Ellie can correct me if I'm wrong, but music, sound is the main way of bringing healing, of sending healing energy to an individual, to the world. We can heal ourselves, each other, and the world at large through sound, through beautiful sound, through healing sound. And that's why I started my YouTube channel. I started my YouTube channel so that people at the far ends of the world can hear this healing sound. There's going to be something lost in the technology, and that's the vibration, the actual vibration, that when I knock on a gong, every cell vibrates, every cell of our bodies vibrate in a healing vibration. Now, when we're listening to it on headphones, obviously the cells of our, you know, arms and legs and spleen and intestines are not vibrating. That's okay, because what is vibrating is our eardrums, the tympanic membrane. And the tympanic membrane has this power, and I developed a protocol called the harmonic affective relaxation protocol. And what the harmonic affective relaxation protocol says is, I created it, is that through whenever we have trauma, that trauma is retained in the ear. And whenever we have a joy, a simcha, that simcha is retained in the ear. And when we listen to a sound, that those joys and those pains, those traumas, are relived through our ears. And through listening to sound, we are able to actually re-experience traumas, but in a non-traumatic way. So at first, I more recently changed the name from harmonic affective regulation protocol to harmonic affective relaxation protocol. I'm interested to know what people have to say about that. Should I go back and call it regulation? Because we're essentially not just relaxing, but we're regulating our affect. We're regulating through sound our emotions and also spirituality. So if I'm just not feeling very spiritual on any given day, and I just create a sound, wow, I feel better. I just feel better after that. So that's why I created my YouTube channel. so that I can spread the wealth, I can spread the healing. And so in a nutshell, that is a little bit about me.
Great. So check out everything he's doing online. We're going to do a session, so stay tuned, a full 20-minute session, and you're all welcome to take part of it online. And once again, obviously, it's a whole nother level in person, right?
Yeah.
But until then, let's learn a little bit of Torah. We're Erev Shavuot, we're Kabbalah Satorah, and we've got to get ourselves into the right headspace. That's partly what the good doctor's here for, to help us do that. But we mentioned in the previous classes the concept of a new light in chapter 7, page 305, about bringing, mastering spirituality. Check out all three parts. I put them all up, the links and all the different platforms are there, all three YouTube links, and you can go through each class and how we're going through this part of the book to master spirituality in practical ways. So we're going to continue now in Rav Oresh's beautiful fashion of not just learning and praying. It comes together. The learning of Shavuot goes together. David HaMelech wasn't just a big time chochem. He was as Anzmiris Yisrael. He was a singer. He was a writer. He was a psalmist.
A prayful man.
Prayful man. And it came together with a learning that didn't stop from his mouth. As we just learned in Gemara Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, we see over there that David HaMelech didn't stop learning, and therefore he was saved from death. And the only way to bring him out of this world was to distract him so that he'd stop learning. And then that's how he left the world, on Shavuot.
Yeah.
That's why the Halula of David HaMelech is this weekend, this Shavuot, as well as the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Yisrael Baal Shem, Zechus Aleinu, as well as all the different other tzaddikim that fall around this time. I believe there's Imre Emes, I think, also. And we have the opportunity to connect into the light of the Torah, which is really what we're doing now. You must constantly continue learning about the topic of joy, and you must continue to seek practical advice on how to acquire joy, such as recognizing your good points, rejoicing in them, recognizing the many ways in which Hashem helps us in different areas of your life, thanking Hashem for everything. Thank you, Hashem. Being lighthearted and humorous, keeping it in a nice way. You see Rav Oresh always smiling, singing, and dancing, breasts of a most famous for. Yeah. And the principal way is attaining the inner wisdom of the core of joy, transforming everything you learn into prayer. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman Zechus Aleinu, Rabbi Nachman Ben Feiga, Nachman Simcha. We're bringing the learning into tefillah, and tefillah into Torah, Torah into tefillah, prayer into learning into prayer. This is the yichud, the unification we're making, Shavuot, united souls, we're bringing together, Amuna, Shlema. Here's an example of a short prayer on the topic of joy. Master of the universe, I have learned that when I'm depressed, you are not with me. Help me distance myself from depression as much as possible. Help me remember that depression is a great sin and you hate it. It also is not healthy as well. Help me remember that I cannot succeed at anything when I'm depressed. Completely eradicate my depression. Have compassion on me. Help me work to acquire... Yeah?
Can I knock on the gong while you're...
Yeah, please. The trade of joy. I want the joy. Let's hear that gong go. Help me always remember that it is a great mitzvah to be joyful. May the evil inclination never persuade me to be depressed, whatever it may be. May I remember that when a person is joyful, he succeeds in everything. Most important, he succeeds in his prayer so that he is accepted and he attains emunah that everything is good in the world, as we just learned. Therefore, advise me and teach me how to be joyful. The good vibrations. Help me see only the good in my life and rejoice in good points in myself. Give me the proper awareness of which I can be joyful always. Help me engage in a great deal of prayer and pleading on this topic every day. Beautiful prayer. This is an excellent and straightforward demonstration, says Rav Oresh, of the fact that when we learn and then contemplate what we have learned, we're inspired to do the work of the will. This whole book is the Garden of Yearning, Garden of Will. Yeah? And the more clear and vivid our learning, the more we arouse our will, we approach the work of the will with enthusiasm, energy.
Yeah? Joy.
The world's got so much energy used in different ways. We have to, as the Jewish people and people of Amunah and the world of Amunah, we have to bring this with joy and energy and Amunah and Simcha. It's so important that we can't come tired, we can't come knocked out. We have to have energy and Simcha. Your Simcha's Yom Tov. We have to have the cheesecake and the flesh, the Simcha and the Yayin. We eat the meat and the wine. We learn and we achieve. Flesh is meat. I just don't want to think I'm eating people's flesh. It's Yiddish for meat. When we learn and we achieve, when a person does the work of the world using the approach, says Rav Oresh at the end of 306, with daily learning and prayer, he will certainly see changes and improvement himself. As time passes, he continues to learn more deeply, to study more texts. Like this Shabbos is already Parshas Naso, the biggest Parsha in the Torah, 176 Pesuchim. So it's an opportunity for us. 176 is a very important gematria connected to a lot of deep concepts. One of the concepts is in Psalms. Connects in, you see the Torah, the 176 psukim, connect into the 176 psukim of Psalms in the longest Tehillim, which is Kuf Yud Tes, 119. Yeah, which is connected to 8 times 22. 8 times 22 is a 22. That's the Aleph base. 8 times is the concept of Neshama, and Shmini is the same concept of Shmona, of Neshama. The soul is getting elevated through those Tehillim. We elevate souls through those Psalms. We say them at people's burial and when in the Shiva house. These Psalms have a power to elevate the soul. And also the concept of the largest Masechta in Shas. Bava Basra is 176 daf. So everything's very connected. The Torah, the Parshas Naso. We're going to go through all the tribes this week. We're going to make a big unity in the Parsha. We finished Masechta Sota last week, which comes up in this week's Parsha. And Nazir as well. We also did a Siyum recently in Daf Yomi. And then we're already now in Gittin. We're learning about, you know, the Refuah before the Makkah. That is a joke. That's a joke. Kedushin, because, you know. Yeah, anyway, anyone who knows what I'm saying will get it. Okay, let's go ahead. With the idea of learning these texts, yeah, and to attain a deeper understanding, we gain an inner sense of Emuna upon which all joy depends. This is the concept that we called the class in the main title. It's called Mindful Inner Soul Work.
Mindful That's what we're doing inner today. Soul work.
This is where it's at. We're bringing, it's all about this inner soul level. This is going to give us the strength. So even if I'm not here in another few weeks, I'm still going to carry on these classes. Yeah. Yeah. Every week I'll do them in my house. I've got a studio there.
In your house, yeah.
I'm carrying on. Hopefully I'll be here. I prefer to be able to do it with you and Rav Oresh in the studio. But I'm carrying on in Bez Hashem either way, because the inner soul work never ends. It's something eternal upon which all joy depends. This is because besides all advice and the core advice to attain joy, constant joy, it's believe with complete emunah that everything is for the good, as explained in the Garden of Wisdom. Yeah, my wife was like, you're still going to do a class when you're not sure if you're staying here? I was like, yeah. When the responsibility ended,
you're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Sharing
you gotta
global.
Do it. You gotta do it. You
Always,
gotta,
all the musicians. I just did the biggest booking for Nissan Black, and at one point I thought if I was even going to be involved with that. And then the Shem made it. Zera Shimshon helping them, helping all these other musicians. We had a merit. You got a client for what we did.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So we thank Shem. You never know how it's going to work out. It's all going to work out for the good. That's for sure. At times, a person undergoes difficult tests, like in Panasa things or health. Well, education, I had a health issue not so long ago.
Yeah, and
completely healthy. Thank God. Thank you, Hashem. And the doctors even said, if you weren't healthy, I had a meeting last week, we would have had to operate.
Wow.
Because they saw what happened. And they said, only because you're healthy, we're not going to get out the knife.
Wow.
And I was, thank you, Hashem. All the prayers, it worked.
Hashem is good to us. Hashem is good to
he
us.
Helps he helps everyone.
Even when it looks troublesome, There's goodness waiting. There's goodness waiting.
Everyone, thank you. Look, we've got the doctor in the house, so we're feeling the healing. The only approach that illuminates help him is the emunah that everything is for the good, in the simple sense that everything is for the good. He believes and knows every experience that he goes through comes to him with love for his good, with the purpose of bringing him close to Hashem. The emunah aids him in the most difficult times. Who hasn't gone through difficult times? You were by the American Indians. Yeah. And you saw that they struggled. Look how much struggle they went through.
They struggled terribly. And, you know, every week I write a little Dvar Torah. And anyone who wants to get on the mailing, I email it. Anyone who wants to get on the email list can send me an email, and I'll put you on the list. And what I wrote for this coming week, I like to be a week ahead, is that we've the Jewish people, we've gone through such challenges, difficult times, from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Inquisition, assimilation in America, the Holocaust. But you know what? We're here, and we learn Torah, and we're raising beautiful families, and we're enjoying life. We're enjoying life, I think. So, I mean, I'm enjoying life, you know. I think Ellie's enjoying life. We have our ups and downs. We have our struggles, that's for sure. You know, every day isn't without its struggles, but at the end of the day, it's enjoyable.
Ah, see that. So that's perfect. Let's finish off this Torah. Exactly what the rabbi is talking about here as well. Everyone's in sync, thank God. Therefore, when a person attains the inner awareness of this trait of joy, the essence of his work of the will is to pray that Hashem will help him believe that everything is for the good. It goes together. Because only that emunah will help him be joyful.
Yeah.
And he must bring the knowledge he learns. That my daughter did. When I found out I wasn't sure if I'm carrying on, she bought me a balloon, she bought me a beer, l'chaim. She wrote a card and saying how amazing Abba Misbachad, Tati, you know, the father, the best in the world.
Wow.
To give me chizuk. Wow. Is, no one can, if someone has some issues with me, that's their issue. Yeah, I'm working on myself.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm doing the best I can for all you guys. And you guys are doing the best you can in partnering, and I appreciate it. That which aids a person during the time that he is tested is not the knowledge in mind, but the knowledge in his heart. Therefore a person, this is page 307, therefore a person who wants to be constantly joyful must insert into the depths of his heart the amunah that everything is for the good. And so although you must certainly write down the prayers, remember all the advice you study, and make use of all the advice, this is the last three classes we just did on mastering spirituality, go check it out, you must dedicate the majority of your prayers on your half hour to the topic of amunah. So you have a half an hour a day just on amunah. Only when a person prays every day and strives of all his might to learn and review the books inspire him to acquire a particular trait is the work of the will whole and full. Even a person who prays for half an hour a day with enthusiasm, great intent, must continue to learn in depth and review his learning as if he is simple and self-evident. My students have told me, this is to Rav Oresh, if they have been doing half an hour a day of work of will of the year for years, intent of feeling a day that learn and review even a little, that invigorates them and enhances their work considerably. Indeed, when a person does the work of the will properly each day, that he does not learn constitutes a great loss because his learning has apparently improved his work and strengthened his will multiple times. So this was an amazing review, what we've been learning, and it strengthened everything we're learning. Now, next week, we're going to go into the footsteps of the Tzaddikim. We're going to see how we're going to take the light of Shavuot, Parshas Naso, and all the Torahs we're learning, and the new Chalik of Torah that we're getting the Shabbos and Shavuot, and what we're going to now do with the doctor, how we're going to bring it with it to continue going on this righteous path of the Tzaddikim. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, great. Let's go. Let's do some therapy.
Okay, so there are two ways we can do this. So, you know, the way that originally I had in mind and I think makes the most sense is I'll play for 15 minutes. I'm gonna give Ellie a one-on-one sound bath for about 15 minutes. And then we're going to take about 5 minutes processing that. Because a sound bath is deep. Stuff happens. Stuff comes out. A lot of talk, and this is just a little introduction to the sound bath. There's a lot of talk now about psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy. And I'm all for it. But, and here's the caveat, it's not the only solution. There were these beautiful instruments that have come out of the East. Now, the East did not have psychedelics as part of their culture. So they use something else. They use these big metal objects. And when you knock on a metal object like this for a prolonged period of time, you start getting the same effect as you would through a psychedelic in terms of self-understanding, self-awareness, self-assessment,
self-evaluation, self-revelation,
journey. Self-journey, yeah. Mm. Inner journey. So a lot of inner journey work can be done.
Or even mindful inner soul work.
Mindful inner soul work.
That's what we're talking today.
And it's really, it enhances spirituality. And unlike a psychedelic where you've committed to a certain amount of time and that's it, you eat the mushrooms, you're committed. You know, whereas this... You can stop anytime and walk away. And I think for a lot of people, it's just a safer approach and a more accessible approach. But again, I'm for whatever works and enhances a person's relationship with the Creator.
Amazing.
So with that, let us begin.
Let's go.
Is there a clock
So we're at 29 minutes
now. Okay, oh perfect. Okay, so then I'm gonna play for 15 minutes at 45, and at 45 we'll stop and we'll spend about 5 minutes just
internalization,
discussing the experience.
Amazing.
And if you want to shut your eyes, don't worry about the camera, you can close your eyes, whatever works for you, leave your eyes open, closed, whatever works. And I'm gonna play. To think of a word or a subject to sort of have in mind as an intention, something you'd like to develop or get clarity on. Could be something happening in your life right now that you'd like to get clarity on. Gave us these sounds to benefit from, to use, to serve Him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. That was very special. Amazing. What do you think?
Yeah, so very special. You want to talk about your journey? You want to...
Yeah, it is a journey. That's the right way to describe it. It's an inner journey. I went back very much, like in previous times, and like years of my life, the journey I've had here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a little bit of a faint sound from the other room, like this, like this,
yeah, yeah,
Israeli banter.
Uh-huh. You know?
And I'm just like trying
to... But that's part of it, so yeah. I wonder how that plays in.
It made me, because one of the main words I focused on was Emunah, joy, like what we're learning here, trying to have Emunah and joy and bring that together through prayer, through Torah, through living that way in practical ways, my family, with my friends, with Shavuot coming up, enjoy the Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov, trying to bring that into my life. And then the key is I had to sort of allow myself to let go of a lot. Mm. We're holding on to a lot of things.
I'm curious
just let go.
That.
Let go of, you know, work stuff, let go of money stuff, let go of, you know, any need for any success, or just let go of everything. Everything's in Hashem's hands, and just allow myself to really, really let go, to experience the joy of life, as you said, the viva.
So there was a struggle. It sounds like there was the struggle of holding on and letting go, holding on and letting go, wanting to let go, but holding on. Yeah.
And you're letting go, and then you get to that point where you just, now you're sort of in that state, and you, now you can just sort of go around sort of your inner world and just sort of heal things. Put everything in its place in a healthy way. Like, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay. Like, validate, you know, give love to all that parts of yourself that maybe wasn't validated, and to just feel good and
beautiful,
go forward, and looking forward to the future, be hopeful and optimistic, you know.
So a lot of the sound of the gong helped to validate that.
Well, I saw you use different gongs, like in
different mallets.
Yeah, and as you got, like, the bigger one was more deep, you know. It was a process.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last part was just very, very clean, like very uplifting.
The last part with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very like up, positive energy, like completely.
Yeah. Well, I find that the gong is a demanding.
Yeah, it's quite intense.
It's demanding. It makes demands. The sound makes demands.
I would always think of those Bruce Lee movies I used to watch.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. With
the guy, bang. The fighters would walk in, you know.
It makes demands, and that's why I find that the Koshi chime at the end sort of alleviates some of that demanding pressure that is created by the gong. The gong brings you in. It really brings you in. And then this beautiful little chime
sort of brings you home. It does. It alleviates. And I really it needed it. Like, I've gone through a lot the last few months without getting into my specific things. We've mentioned it sort of briefly, but it really helped. Like, I feel good.
Great, so
I think that people will get a lot from this. I agree that it's without any medical ramifications or chemical ramifications, and it's a safe way to go.
Yeah.
Music changed my life, so this is another level of it in terms of vibrations and...
A different type, yeah.
Ancient sounds.
That's beautifully said. Ancient sounds. That's really what we're working with here. We're working with ancient sounds, ancient healing sounds. And, you know, I think we both know that when Abraham sent his sons, the sons of Keturah, Keturah, away to the east, Abraham sent them with gifts, and I believe, and the gifts were meant to help Am Yisrael. The gifts were given to these other sons to help the sons of Isaac, to help the Jewish people. But instead, they sort of took it for themselves. And I believe that right before Mashiach comes, and this is my own belief, I haven't seen it brought down anywhere, that right before Mashiach comes, we are reclaiming some of those gifts that Abraham sent with the Bnei Keturah away. We're bringing them back.
And yeah, someone really who discusses this a lot is Gutmann Lox. He talks a lot about the East and, you know, his experiences as a guru. And he doesn't talk so much specifically about the vibrations, more to do with meditation. Which is definitely connected to what we were doing today. And that's why I wanted to call it mindful inner soul work.
Mindful inner soul work.
It has to be an actual work. It's not just like allowing the forces around you to dictate, even the sounds. You have to use those sounds and the vibration, the music. As Rav Shlomo Carlebach, I suppose we should end off with this, he said that when you go to a concert, the real check, the real bedika, the real way to check yourself if it was a purposeful experience to go to this concert or to have this meditation moment or these healing vibrations with yourself, is check what do you want to do with that energy.
Yeah, what do you want to do with it? Where are you going?
Where are you
going
to go?
You have to go.
We said we ended off the lesson here. We want to go in the footsteps of the tzaddik, and we want to go, you know, in a pure path of truth and light. We want to make sure the world knows about this truth and light. Yeah. We're going to be strong with it. That was another thing. I ended off feeling like determined.
Determined. Wow.
And that's a big part of what we're learning here, the yearning and will, developing a stronger and stronger will. And that this kind of allows you to develop that inner will as well, which is really important, which is what we're learning about. So,
Kalakavon.
Do you want to say our ending remarks before we go? Because I do think everyone should check out the part one. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think everyone should watch part one of this video, because
I'll put a link in all the different places.
This is part two, so
see all the instruments.
It stands alone. Part two stands alone. But if you really want to get the most out of the video you've just watched, go back and watch part one.
Because you hear your story, we hear all the instruments.
Yeah.
Because
there's
a much larger range.
There's a huge range. And actually, I have a whole bunch of gongs at home. I brought this. This is one of the smaller gongs. So it just was easier to,
practical.
To travel with. Yeah.
Okay, ending remarks?
Ending remarks. I am so curious to hear what viewers... experienced while watching this. So I'd love your comments, and I will any comment I receive I will respond to. That's one thing. Is it okay if I give myself a plug, my channel?
Sure,
I know that you already
we did the YouTube and Instagram. Yeah.
You know, I'd really like to get 1,000 subscribers. So what I'm going to do a giveaway of an instrument. I think I'm going to give away either a gong or maybe a pair of tinksha chimes. And
what's the name? How'd you say that?
Tinksha.
Tinksha.
And I'm going to do that when I have the first 1,000 subscribers. So that's what I'm going to do the giveaway. So to get to become part of the giveaway, send me a like any one of my videos and leave a comment on that video. And I will sign you up.
Amazing. I think we need to end. It's been almost an hour, and a real pleasure in all ways. Everyone, join us for next week after Shavuot. We're going to have a renewed energy to keep going ahead in the footsteps of tzaddikim. We're going to keep learning these beautiful books. Remember, the tzaddikim are praying for us here, Rav Shlomo Arush and all the tzaddikim, and Yeshuot for the Zera Shimshon, all the different ways of connecting to tzaddikim. Keep learning, keep growing, keep praying, and keep tuning in to these beautiful opportunities now in the end of days, where we're hearing wonderful sounds of healing and vibrations from wonderful people like Dr. Benjamin Klemner. Say goodbye.
I'm so glad to have shared this experience with you.
Amazing. And we're going to continue on the journey together, the inner journey of the soul. Keep doing that mindfully, with awareness that there's a real work to be done, and it can really change the whole reality of humanity. If people were more in tune with themselves and their soul, then they'll treat each other better, they'll speak better to each other, do business better, everything will be elevated through emunah and through simcha and through joy and through more neshama, Pez Hashem. And we're getting all a new chalek now, this Shabbos and Yom Tov coming up. Let's enjoy it with the Birkas Kohanim. We should be blessed. I'm a Kohen. Bless everyone. Yivarecho Hashem Yishmerecho. Yo Hashem Pana V'lecha V'ikunecha. Yiso Hashem Pana V'lecha V'isem Lecha. Shalom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We'll see you all soon. Thank you. And keep sharing Amuna Global. Just going to turn off the other live feeds. Thank you so much for joining us.